Coming up, for 6 years, Ingrid Betancourt lived as a prisoner in the Colombian jungle.
The days were eternal. We were always into two extremes, boredom and the anxiety of what could happen.
She was captured in 2002 by the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC. Several times, Betancourt and other hostages tried to escape.
And we discovered that the jungle was another prison.
Ingrid Betancourt's story, that's later in the program. Stay tuned. It's getting close to midnight. You have just about 1 day left to submit your entry into our 3-Minute Fiction contest. All the details are at our website, npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. Now, thousands of stories have already come in, and in case you need some 11th-hour inspiration, we pop down to the National Book Festival on the National Mall here in Washington today to ask the question, what makes a good short story?
I'm Norton Juster. I wrote The Phantom Tollbooth, and my new book is called The Odious Ogre. You can't develop characters at any great length. You can't develop a situation. But what you can do, I think, in a short story is find surprise, find a way to look at something different from the way people expect it to be.
My name is Jane Smiley. I have written The Georges and the Jewels.
I'm Scott Turow, the author most recently of Innocent.
I'm Rebecca Stead, and I'm the author of When You Reach Me.
The short stories that I remember are the ones with sudden reversals.
I still like the beginning, middle, and end kind of thing. I like a rise and fall.
And some kind of emotional beat.
And I think that still can make a good story.
A moment that makes your heart pause. And then just a kick-ass ending.
Hello, my name is Rosemary Wells, and yes, I did write Max and Ruby, but I'm also a novelist. I had a high school English teacher named Marie E. O'Connor. What she would do is give us an assignment at the beginning of the week, a question, and she would ask us to answer the question and write a 3-paragraph essay. And then as the days progressed, she would ask us to knock one sentence off that essay every single day, until we came to the nut meat, as she called it, of the idea, without losing a single important thing.
For me, the greatest thing in a short story is a light touch. If it just tells a story glancingly, in the manner of Maupassant, wonderful writer of deeply moving short stories, but with a light touch, that's what I like.
The last voice there belongs to novelist Ken Follett, who will return to the program tomorrow to talk about his new World War I epic, Fall of Giants. Now, to find out more about 3-Minute Fiction and to enter, visit npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. You've got until 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time tomorrow. And good luck. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.